Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Let's just jump right on into things. By the way, everybody, I'm Vance Rogers, and it is Saturday AM Live. This morning we have with us Victoria Walters, and Victoria, of all the multitasking things I was going to do this morning, tell me your husband's name again.
Curtis.
Curtis. I was going to guess Charles, because I knew it started with a C, but I was going to go back and look. Tell us how you and Curtis were introduced to Nikan. Well, how about we start there?
Yes, sure. Oh, that would be in my son's Boy Scout years. We met our upline, Lau and Sen, well, Lau Meeker is who I met, and later I met his wife. But through that approving, coming to my home and approving his Eagle Scout project, that the conversation came up. So that in details was, I was not open to a business, but I was open to being my best customer and getting the best price at things that I was hearing were changing lives. And that was, to me, willing to just get a little piece of the pie from where I was as far as health, because I was not healthy at that time. I was so sick, and I didn't even know I was looking for something, because I didn't know anything existed outside the medical field. So that's how we kind of got introduced and got started on the products. And from there, it's little by little, we increased and made our full wellness home, which got me back my health and my family.
Yeah, I want to unravel that in a few minutes, but you mentioned that you weren't healthy, or I think you used the term you were sick. What were you sick with, or what were you not healthy? Yeah. And I want to remind everybody again, if you can hit *6 or mute your line, this line is wide open, which is great for everybody participating, because you could interrupt like I so graciously do, because it is my conference call. Sorry. But you could interrupt as well, and we're hoping that you don't do that. But just, again, hit *6 or mute your line. So, Vicky, what were you dealing with at the time when you had this Eagle Scout meeting? What were you dealing with?
Mm-hmm. Well, my thing is back in 1998, I had gastric bypass done, and which was real good for losing weight. But that time it was when I did find it back. So I did gain a lot of weight back, along with acid reflux disease. I had my gallbladder removed. I have surgeries by the age of 42. I had already had 12 surgeries. I had restless leg syndrome. I also have lymphedema. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was like arthritis in the knees, legs, joints. It was so bad that we had three little steps coming into our home that I would always use the doorknob to pull myself up, that I broke two doorknobs, you know, from doing that over and over again. So I would say it was a lot of my feeling, like my mom and dad, and they were old, and I was like, I need to take care of them, and how can I do that when I feel like them already? So
you said you were
a lot of what I dealt with.
You were 42. I'm going to ask a really, really silly, probably borderline stupid question, and that is this. Because I know the statistics, I was going to look them up again this morning, but I thought I don't really need to, because if you go out in public, you can pretty well see the statistics. Our culture, we carry extra weight. We just do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my stupid question of the day, all right? You mentioned gallbladder, you mentioned knees, you mentioned arthritis, and again, we don't make medical claims with Nikan. Any of Victoria's results are a mere coincidence. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Do you attribute the things you were dealing with as a direct result or a direct byproduct of carrying extra weight?
Yes. With that, and my thing was, Vance, is I never drank water. My parents didn't even know the importance of water. So, you know, we grew up with sodas, juices, milk, tea, you know, so that was a habit I carried into my adulthood, into my children's lives. So that really attributed a lot to the weight gain, of course. And
okay.
So that was my biggest thing there is once water was introduced to me, I'm not saying I didn't know as I grew up as an adult because the doctor's always saying, well, you drink plenty of water. You know, not I don't like water, and I really didn't. I couldn't drink bottled water. I would actually get sick with drinking water because it just wouldn't go down until I was introduced to the Pipac water. And that changed my life, everything right there, because it was so easy to drink. It went down with no problem, and I was like, oh, my gosh, 64 ounces I drank, and no problem happened. So that was it. My biggest thing there was water that I believe was a lot that, you know, contributed to my weight gain over the years.
You know, and I want to do a little commercial here for a documentary that Stacy and I watched. We finished watching it last week because it's fairly long, but it's called That Sugar Film. That's the title of it. It comes out of Australia. And the short trailer on it is simply this. The gentleman out of Australia who decided to do this patterned his decision or patterned his lifestyle after Morgan Spurlock, who did the documentary Supersize Me about over a decade ago. And I forget this gentleman's name, but for 60 days, 62 months, he decided to consume 40 grams of sugar. And he made his only rules were he couldn't gain that or couldn't take that into his body via cookies, candy, ice cream, all the typical things that we associate. But what he did was exactly what you're talking about, Victoria, is no water, only juice, only pop, only things that, and it's just, by day three at his checkup with his doctor who was kind of monitoring everything during this process, by day three they did a full workup on his organs. And his liver had already started to shut down. And they also, and one other little quick note here, and then we'll get back to your journey, is they went to the state of Kentucky, and they discovered the same scenario. People there, they don't drink water. Matter of fact, Pepsi has a monopoly on that state for the beverage provider, and they interviewed a family that has been consuming Mountain Dew as their beverage of choice. And they interviewed a gentleman who was getting all of his teeth pulled out because they were rotten so he could get fitted with dentures. He's in his 20s, and he talked about his younger brother who started drinking Mountain Dew at an early age, and he now, I think he said 3 years old, goes through a six-pack a day.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. 3 years old. And the gentleman doing the interview said, well, how does he drink it, right out of the can? Oh, no. My mom pops them open and dumps it into a sippy cup. And that, to me, both Stacy and I looked at each other and went, this is not the child's fault. This is the parent. This is the adult. So I understand what you're saying, and I know a lot of people would, because you grew up in Texas. The water is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in Dallas for 2 years, mm-hmm. and every time I go back to visit, I'm just like, how can people drink this stuff? So I understand. My wife was weaned on Dr. Pepper. Okay. that's what they drank. But when you talk about that, that's a real easy one right there. I know statistically you can gain 15 pounds a year just by drinking one diet beverage a day. That's statistics. It's over a pound a month by drinking a diet beverage because the body doesn't know how to process it. I don't want to get specifically into the details or the dark mm-hmm. things of where you were, but bring us up to speed on, since Nikan, since you made the decision that, hey, this is not healthy, mm-hmm. I need to start dropping some weight here. I need to basically detoxify, need to deal with mm-hmm. things like inflammation, and again, in this documentary called That Sugar Film, he talks about how sugar turns into fatty deposits on the liver, and then they get stuck. And then the liver can't process out all this junk we put in, and therefore it just converts into fat, and it gets stuck in our mm-hmm. body. I know you told me the numbers when we were together a few weeks ago in Layton, but what's the numbers as of right now, currently today? How much have you donated, shed, dropped, given up I don't believe in the word loss or
there you
movement.
Go. Uh-huh.
Right? And you talk about that.
Yes. Well, now it's 120 total. So since my whole Nikon journey, now, like I said, I'm very open to things that are going to help me in general for weight. And so, you know, I do stuff outside of Nikon as well, too. I think the better anything you can do, the more you can do, the better. You know, so to me, my thing when you're talking about real quick with diets, I was a diet coach. And I was doing 5 to 8 of them a day. So when I first cut out that Diet Coke and the water was to me, like I said, in the first 2 weeks, 18 pounds was off right away. And I was like, oh my goodness, this, I can't believe this was the answer to my whole life that I struggled with. And so of course I didn't know the special water, but what I started doing to begin with was, well, listening to people, what they were saying, and you know, the liver, as you're talking about there, was so important. So I got at that time what was called the liver detox. And I was doing that like twice the amount that it said to take per day. And when the vital balance came in, I had been on it every single day since it came in. And when I added that as the meal replacement, now breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. But doing that in the morning, the energy, everything, and the weight, getting rid of it, just became so much easier. So when I got started, I want to say within the first 2 years, that's when I got rid of the first 92 pounds. And
wow.
Some months.
Wait. Slow down. You just said 92 in the first year?
Yeah, and I want to say within the first year and a half to, pretty close to 2 years.
Okay, and I'm not going to force my brain to do the math on that quick, figure out how much that is per month. But I want to just focus in on the simple things you did, because you sacrificed when you said breakfast is your most important meal. We get that all the time. We hear from people, oh, no, I like to eat breakfast. Or the flip side, the worse thing than that, the worser thing, the badder thing, okay, the worst thing we can do is skip breakfast. Because I don't have time, and I just don't like eating breakfast, and I have family members that say that. And unfortunately, they're reaping the results. When you talk about that and substituting that for the vital balance, the KVB, and then adding the water, were you hungry? I mean, because again,
no.
You just look at the calorie reduction is huge.
Mm-hmm. Because of the taking in the right amount of water per day, I don't always need it, but I'm pretty close to it. So I, with my vital balance, I make that every day with 21 ounces of water instead of, you know, just the 8 ounces, like it says. And then I follow that with the energy drink, which I also do it in 21 ounces. So I get a good part of my water in first thing in the morning. You know, with what I'm taking in there. So it carries me over easily. Well, I don't even need to snack or that. And then I'll do my breakfast for lunch because I love eggs. So, you know, and I'm not hungry. And my thing is I used to really love Oreo cookies. I still do. But, I mean, it was like that Oreos. You always kept them in the house, you know. Now they're not here all the time. When the vital balance came out and said how it carved your appetite for sweets, I said, okay, let me test this out. So I'd go to Walmart and I'd walk by the cookie aisle and that, and I didn't get no urge at all to get cookies or that. And I was like, wow. I go, this is true. And I just walked it on by. You know, I put it to the test several times, and that vital balance does it for me. And it's so easy to carry, you know, put in snacky bags or that when I travel. So, you know, it's really been my amazing grace, the vital balance. And I love the vanilla flavor.
Okay, and Vicki, let me interrupt you here again, and I apologize for this. Just to remind folks, if you can hit *6 on your phone line to mute your line, or hit on your actual cell phone or your landline, whatever you called in on, just hit the mute button, and that'll keep everything clear. Vicki, when you talked about these urges or these cravings, did you know why they went away? Was it just magically because you made the decision, I'm gonna take health back, or do you think there's a reason for it?
Well, it wasn't really in my head that, you know, no, I don't want this, is that. It was just not there. And I'm thinking a lot of it's probably not a medical claim or what, but a chemical imbalance maybe in my brain or what from, you know, the way I was living and what the Diet Cokes were doing to me or that or what. Once the water, I was able to start building up that water, it was like a different mindset, and it happened on its own. It wasn't that I had to keep telling myself, okay, you're not going to eat between this and that, or you're not going to have no cookie. I didn't have to be hard on myself. It came very easy when you had something in place, you know, to do. And Nietzsche just
right.
made it easy with these products.
Well, I've been studying this, Vicki, and because of my own journey, and you are one and a half times what I did. And then what I mean by that is I was carrying an extra 47, almost 50 pounds at my high
mm-hmm.
point. And it was just, I made the decision because the numbers on that scale scared me. And I thought, this is ridiculous. And I it's been a journey for me. It didn't happen overnight, not nearly as fast as you did. But I did it in a way that most people that they argue with me, and it's just like, okay, let me go find a fat photo, just so I can prove it to you. And I start describing, you know, low energy, back issues, you know, all that stuff. But when we utilize, Brody Craney does a beautiful job. You can type in Brody Craney on YouTube, BrodyCraney. Type in Brody Craney Vital Balance on YouTube, and there's like a half a dozen excellent presentations, and the question I asked Vicki, he answers that. When we put easily digestible, okay, and I'm not talking, listen folks, when we put easily digestible protein into the body first thing of the day within an hour of rising, or just start taking down the Pymag water out of the waterfall, that's a fantastic way to get the body working in the right way. But when we put in easily digestible protein, like what's in the Kenzen Vital Balance, 20 grams of protein, add peanut butter powder, you know, a couple tablespoons of that, chalk it up to another six grams of protein, chia seeds. Do you add anything to yours, Vicki, or just straight with water? You add the jade greens on. Okay.
Uh-huh, and make it with the water.
That's it.
Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And you said
one time I had tried doing coconut milk, but I was like, no, just wait for the vanilla, and I really love it. So it's water.
Okay. So you're drinking a Martian drink every morning. It's really green.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And that in itself is amazing. But I again, it proves the point that when, even with your journey, having gastric bypass surgery, which basically shrinks the stomach down to the size of a walnut, and which is really scary and hard on the body because you can't get amount of nutrients and nutrition into the body, into a walnut, to sustain the body. So basically people go into nutrient failure, so to speak. I know that's not a term, maybe it is. But
yes.
Getting back to the point of I want to answer my own question to you, because this is one thing that I think most people, even I missed it, thinking, oh, I've got to eat a big breakfast, you know, steak and eggs and hash browns and toast and maybe some bacon. I would never do that. I never have. But I had at Thanksgiving, or maybe that was Christmas, I had a slice of pecan pie with my Vital Balance. Now, it was Christmas, right? I paid for it later that morning because all that sugar. But I took and I added so much extra stuff. And this is a philosophy for Nikan. They make it we make it nutritious, you make it delicious. I added peanut butter powder, chia seeds, I think I dumped flax seeds in there. I had that baby up to like 45 or 46 grams of protein. And it was not really something you could drink. You had to spoon it. So I all drank it. Right, that's kind of gross, right? But my point is this, Vicki, I want people to understand what you did, what you have been doing is so simple. I feel like it's feeding, especially for the price of what Neekin allows us to get it for on auto ship. It's so easy. We do it 2 to 3 times a week. Are you doing it, and were you doing it more than once a day?
When I had joined the Neekin Challenge, I did do it twice a day for breakfast and lunch, and I had like a, you could say a medium salad or that in between, you know, with the lunch one, and it carried me to dinner, and I was just having the one, you know, big meal a day, and that's about the only time during those 6 months that I was doing it twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But no, my dad do it first thing in the morning all the time. Right now, I'm actually a little angry at myself because I didn't keep up with the news that it was going out. So I have actually been out of my vital balance for the past month and a half, and it's right after the Utah event. And I'm like, I do not. I tell you, I'm despising getting up and making breakfast because I want my shake. And I know they have the chocolate, but I am a vanilla person. It's like, oh, but you know what I see? You know, Rick Murphy used to always say, if you really think these things don't work, stop using them for a while, and then you'll notice a difference. So one thing that, you know, a lot of people are telling me, I don't even see how you are overweight because, you know, you have so much energy and you're always on the go. But that's the one thing that I have felt now, I want to say after like 2 weeks with being on vital balance, I'm a little tired, and that's not me. And, you know, it's the energy that the vital balance brings me every morning. I really, really, I mean, I've been doing it, what's been like 4 years or so, vital balance been out, and I've been on it ever since for breakfast. And to have to make breakfast in the morning and that is, to me, I don't know if I've become lazy making breakfast, but it just, my whole demeanor of me is like, oh, I don't really want to do that. And that's not me. I would just get up and do it. So I noticed that my energy has been attacked a little without having my vital balance. And so yeah. I'm really looking forward to that coming back.
Well, and that's the other thing that you talk, and I never address it, and I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tens of Oreos. Okay, I'm not going to eat them because they're all from the mid-90s. I went through this craze where I was buying them every year at Christmas time at Walmart. They're still shrink-wrapped in the package. I'm sure they're a little rancid. So if you want them, Vicki, I will put them in the mail for you. No, I will not do that. But those cravings, they disappear as well. And Roger, another great resource, folks, to listen to. I listen to this at least once a year on YouTube again. And if you've not heard of YouTube, go find a teenager and they'll introduce you to it. It's pretty popular around the globe. That was Vance trying to be funny. On YouTube, type in Roger Drummer. R-O-G-E-R is the first name. Last name is Drummer, like Little Drummer Boy. And then The Bitter Truth About Sugar or Vital Balance or any other key search word, and you'll find his presentations about Ken's and Vital Balance, and he addresses these, that when you put easily digestible protein into the body first thing of the day, it will overcome cravings of, it doesn't matter, any chemical imbalance in the body. Alcohol, okay, is a big one. Nicotine is a big one. And I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just telling you what happens in the brain when we put protein into the body. It will give us the ability to overcome these cravings. They just disappear. I'm 75% German. My cravings are desserts, not candy. I don't like super sweet things, but pastries, that kind of thing. I hate donuts, always have. But when it comes to really good pastries, creme brulee, chocolate ganache cake served at Macaroni Grill. I mean, I can go on and on, and some of you are going to say, Vance, please stop. You're making me hungry. But that was my weakness. Vicki, what's your weakness today? Do you have one?
Let me see here. I love chips. But, you know, it's not the sweet. It's not really the sweets. I do have chips. I usually get, like, veggie chips or that. But, no, not really. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Now, I don't have one particular thing that I have to go get. But I talked about Roger Drummer. You know, that was one of the other things. In the beginning, when I was doing the Vital Balance, I was listening to him about every other day. I have his CD, you know, and I was just playing him over and over again, and he gave me a lot of encouragement, you know, that this is easy to do, you know, and that when drinking all those Diet Cokes that I was doing and that, I would get a lot of cysts. That was one of the things. I mean, they pop up anywhere. They pop up in my ear, and they'd be so big. I had an aggressive cyst that grew in my mouth that caused me to end up with open face surgery. But people don't realize, you know, that it was all that acid, all that I was putting into my body over the years. And so over the years, some of those surgeries I had were to remove cysts that had gone out of control. So,
you know, Vicki, you bring up a really solid point, because, again, God did not create our bodies. I'm sorry for those of you who don't want to face reality here, but God did not create our bodies to process the amount of carbonated beverages that we put in it, period. Now, I drank part of a can of root beer last night, okay? So I know I'm going to die. All right, we're all going to die. But my point is this. When you mention cysts on your body, my dear friend Andy Kemi just texted me this. He had a friend who used to drink Mountain Dew for years, and he was covered from head to toe with walnut-sized tumors on his body. He quit drinking the Mountain Dew. Did you guess what happened?
They disappeared.
Imagine that! It's like a magic trick.
Yes, it's crazy.
So why don't we do this, Vicki? I've been monopolizing the questions that I'm firing at you. There's a lot of people on the line. I think we've covered a lot of topics, a lot of variations of this. But for those of you who are curious, maybe for yourself or somebody that you know that just again, folks, if you can find, and I'm not making a commercial for the KVB, the Kenzen Vital Balance, but at the same time I am. In the latest update I have for the vanilla, which some of us are really going nuts over the fact that we can't get it and we don't like chocolate, but I'm telling you, you start adding stuff to it, and Vicki, I don't think you mentioned it, and I definitely did not mention it. I'm not talking about adding fruit and
right.
Sugar and carbohydrates, because, again, if you take the time to watch any documentaries or go do the quick research, and it's not rocket science, when we start adding sugar, or even if they're organic fruit items, we start adding a bunch of those to our drink because that's the way we like it, we're defeating the purpose. Go for the protein, folks. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. The most wonderful comments I get today is, Vance, why are you so skinny? And I'm like, bring it on. Bring it on. Here, keep making those comments. Here's another $10. All up at the 20. Man, I like quitting your time. I mean, it's empty flattery. But that's what I've been doing. But enough about Vance and my questions. If you muted your line by hitting *6 or you muted on your phone, you got a question for Victoria. We've got some time. But the key is that she keeps hitting on is the water. And by the way, there might be of interest in this right now, dealing with what we're dealing with globally, not only the shortage of good, clean water, but the bottled water industry, which has a 93% being tainted, not by the bottles, but by the caps. The caps are a lesser grade plastic. so it tanks the water. And they're very expensive, by the way. Karen Willens did the math for us and crunched the numbers. $1.07 a day for the first year, and then it's like less than 50 cents a day, way less than 50 cents a day, to pennies. Actually, I guess it's about, no, is that what it came out to? I think something like that. I can't remember the numbers. But the first year, it's $1.07 per day for a waterfall and the replacement filters every 90 days. You can't, folks, you can't even buy a liter and a half bottle from Costco by the case, the big, big ones, of 9.5 alkaline water. Okay, and it's in the bottle. So again, it's tainted. I guarantee you, it's tainted. Trust me, don't take my word for it. Just read the research that's out there and available. But that's going to cost you way more than $1.07 a day. That's the current price right now for a waterfall and the three filters every 90 days to change that. And my point, I bring that up, is because when we're drinking slightly alkaline water, as Vicki mentioned, it goes into the body and it helps offset the natural acidity of the body. I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just stating what's in the materials. 8.5 to 9.5 on the pH scale is absolutely ginormous. Right, Vicki? I'm saying the right thing, right?
Yes. And Vance, one thing I wanted to say also is, of course, when you're heavier, like I, you know, have been, the weight will come off even faster. So if you're looking at doing anything for your weight, and like I said, getting on that water, and he said, in the first 2 weeks, 18 pounds off, you're just kind of like, wow. When I started all this, I started it just to feel better and didn't know I was going to get the weight loss with it. And it's just amazing. Then you just kind of stuck and seeing, I need to see how much further this is going to go. So then it became my journey, you know, like this weight thing and doing more wellness. So then at that time, I just added more of the nutrition. And from there, I've just never stopped. So if you're a heavier point in your life, your weight will come off faster. Right now, I struggle with the weight coming down a little bit more and less, you know, faster. So, you know, it's doing other things. I said, so be open not just to stop, you know, and say this thing stopped working now. You know, you've got to continue to keep doing wellness for yourself. So it will not stop. So you don't have to say the rest of the weight is coming off again.
Well, speaking of that, we did open up the line, or we did encourage people, or somebody forgot. That's, I know you're not doing the dishes right now, Vicki.
No.
I'm not doing the dishes. I'm sitting in the mobile studio, which is pretty much soundproof, so I can scream as loud as I want to. But *6 on your phone line will either mute your line, or there's a little mute button on most people's phones, so we don't have to listen to that. But Gary Akalenko, I think I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, but asked a question, you know, an update on the KBB. Chocolate is still in stock. It's still discounted to buy one, get one free, or buy three and get 10 free. I don't remember what it is, but it's all in the shopping cart. Folks, it's all there. You know, you don't even need to know the item code. Those days are long. That's long gone. That ship has sailed. You just go in the shopping cart. It's right there. Everything's pretty much online. That's the way our culture does things. I heard a rumor the other day that Amazon quit shipping. And I went, yeah, that's funny. That would polarize the world. That'll never happen. No, Vicki has not stopped shipping either. Okay? Orders are still going in. Orders are still going out. But as far as the update on the KVB, sometime soon, okay, how vague is that? I don't know when. And the chocolate, though, is in stock if you need it. And again, I'm a real advocate of going to the big bulk stores and finding the organic peanut butter, okay? It doesn't have the fat in it. It's been extracted out. And it has 6 grams of protein per Nikan scoop. Use the same scoop that's in the KVB. That's another 6 grams of protein. Very easily digestible. If you're allergic to peanuts, then obviously don't do that. but you can get all kinds of other things to put in it. Chia seeds are a fantastic addition. If you don't like the fact that they get stuck in your teeth, well, put them in water and let them soak for a few minutes. It doesn't take long. I want to go back to that question. I want to open it up for somebody else to ask the question. Vicki, you don't add anything to the KVB besides your jade green zinc.
Right, that's it. In 21 ounces of water.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Okay.
Vicki, you are an inspiration.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say she's an inspiration to all of us. Great way to start the weekend and a new week for next week. I have two comments. I put in turmeric and pepper in mine, and I also filled the glass. I guess I do 16 ounces at least, probably a little bit more than that, because I don't want to waste what's left on the residue of the glass that I'm drinking from. And I just wanted to, I was curious, how close are you to your goal?
I still have about another 70 pounds to go.
Those are the hardest, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
The less you have to get rid of, the harder it is. So you'll do it. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. It may take you 2 more years, but it's all for your health.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Congratulations. Absolutely. You've done a great job so far.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me point out. Hang on just 1 sec. Let me point out. I was talking to my dear friend Sandy Martin the other day. And Sandy has been at her ideal weight for decades. She's an active jazzercise fanatic. She loves Niken. And Vicki, what you've donated already is basically you gave up carrying around my friend Sandy Martin
yesterday
because she weighs exactly what you gave up. And that's I will echo what Nancy said. Congratulations, that is just stellar. It's amazing.
I know you would say
I owe it to Nika.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I definitely
Another question or comment. Somebody in the... Yes, go ahead.
Hi, it's Rita. Two things. Kudos to you, Vicki. That's awesome. And the number. It's $1.07 a day for the first year from $1.25. If it wasn't on the pack sale. And I couldn't find the second year, but those two are accurate.
Okay, so $1.07 a day, and what Rita is referencing and reminding us is the cost of the waterfall. It's one of those things that I remember years and years ago, one of the chiropractors who was basically a consulting speaker, presenter, educator for Niken. He talked about that, starting people with the water and the nutrients before we ever introduce them to a pair of N-strides or N-steps would be the way to go. It's just absolutely huge. Hydration is huge.
And
look
then,
at the statistics right now. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Patty Jane. For those of us working at KDB and adapting more to the chocolate, I have found by adding a raw egg and beating it in, markedly improves the palatability.
Oh, there you go. Makes it a little creamier.
No, if there is something that is with the ingredients that the protein of the egg interacts with, it makes it more palatable to my taste buds.
There we go. So bring up, Eye of the Tiger.
Thank you for the ideas of the different, the turmeric and the chia seeds and the pepper. I think that is
And again,
just remember with turmeric, you need to add some pepper. It gets absorbed easier and better that way.
Yeah, folks, don't just go boring. You know, let's be a little creative in the kitchen. There are so many simple, wonderful things you can do that really, really, and just, here's an easy one for you. Just Google it. Okay? I know. It's this thing called the internet. And it's out there. And a lot of people have been using it for years now. And you can find so many simple recipes. We have a bunch of great cookbooks, but we seldom use it because whoever's on dinner duty or whoever's creating something, they just grab their phone, grab the computer, and they just type in something. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, there we go. You can do the same thing for shakes, but I want to encourage everybody again, listen to what Vicki has said. Less is more, the easier you can break it down for your body, but please don't, so many friends that we have that say, oh yeah, I had blueberries and I threw in a frozen banana, and then I also like making it with apple juice, and I'm going, what on earth? What on earth are you thinking? You're completely defeating the purpose. No wonder why, and I said it to one gentleman, a friend. Okay, I don't say this to ladies ever, but I looked at him and I said, no wonder why you're so fat. You know, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
The body was not designed
to
process. Yeah, same thing for you, Vicki.
Yes, I have some friends are telling me, you should put some bananas in there, some apples, and this, and I'm like, why? And I go, you're supposed to be pulling away from sugar. You go, yeah, but that's not sugar. They're natural. And I go, it doesn't matter. It's sweet. I go, if you want to defeat that right there, but wanting the cravings, you need to stop that totally. And I mean, even throughout the day, I mean, if they weren't for Ciaga, that's probably the only fruits. I'm not a very big fruit person, but yes, every once in a while, I might eat a banana throughout the day or that, but I do not add any of that. And then another thing too, that people have asked me, well, if you're using 21 ounces of water, you're probably using more than 2 scoops of Vital Balance. No, I'm only using the 2 scoops of Vital Balance still. So, you know. And
you're also ignoring the fact that
it tastes plain.
You're ignoring the fact that they actually taste good plain.
there's a novel concept too, yeah. I think Dr. Oz said it best, and I don't watch him, okay? I'm sorry. During the daytime, I'm not subscribing much to TV, and I'm sure I could catch recordings of it. But I believe he was the one that said, you know, one food ingredient, you know, one ingredient foods is the best way to go, okay? And again, if you watch the documentary called That Sugar Film, and I'm going to be talking about this for months to come, he does that same comparison. He said, you know, if I ate this organic apple or if I ate 2 organic apples, I would get all the fiber that comes with it and it would tell my body I'm full. But if I juice 5 or 6 of these apples, what do I get? I don't get the fiber. I don't get the roughage. I get all the sugar. And absolutely fascinating. And again, there's lots of other documentaries, great documentaries that are out there, but I would encourage everybody, take Vicki's advice, and it's so simple and it's so fun. And once you've tasted it, and I'm not talking about in your mouth, but once you've experienced the results, Vicki, you mentioned this, that people say, well, why don't you add this? Why don't you add it? Because Luis Casuga taught me a few months ago that the American palate, our taste buds, we think if it tastes healthy, then we just don't like it. And I was having lunch with a friend the other day, and I told him, I said, I looked right at him, and I said, Lee, we use your name on a regular basis with our youngest. And say, we are not raising a Lee Freeman. And he just laughed. I said, you are the pickiest eater on the planet. Because everything is about taste. And it's not about nutrition. And I said, that's wrong. And I said, and I will not allow it in our home. I'm the parent. I get, you know, and we have these conversations every single day. And Vicki, you brought out so many valid points that it's absolutely huge. And again, I want to remind everybody, it's 40 cents a day to maintain your waterfall. And that's to get slightly alkaline, 8.5 to 9.5 water, And it's not just about the alkalinity, it's about all the other benefits. And Vicki, you brought this up. It just absorbs into the body. It tastes good. It goes down. I've never heard anybody, except, no, I will bring that up. I remember, Sandy Martin introduced a young gal to the waterfall, and this is such a minority thing, I shouldn't even mention it, but I'm going to. And she was taking some heavy duty medication that was so acidic that when the water from the waterfall entered her body, she started getting dizzy. Because it was such a extreme. Well, how do you resolve that? How do you solve a problem like Maria? I like movie lines, and that one's from The Sound of Music. Folks, miss that one. You can go find it. How do you solve a problem with somebody that's a minority that's dealing with they're getting dizzy? Well, that's the side effect of the medication she was taking, and it was such a heavy, heavy narcotic that when she started introducing waterfall water, it made her dizzy. How do you solve it? Just temper it down. I called my friend Elaine Connolly, and she said, just mix it. Half tap water, half waterfall water. 50-50. Do that for the first few weeks, and that'll take care of it. And then I would encourage her to go back to her doctor and say, do I need to be taking this much?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's common sense medicine. Hey, Vicki, I'm going to give you the last word.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vance, was when I also make my shake and my energy drink, I mean, I'm talking about a good hour and a half before I finish all that, so I don't just sit there and drink it down. My shake takes me at least 20 to 30 minutes. I just keep sipping on it. And then I follow it, like I said, with the energy drink, so that fills me up. I don't just sit there and pour it all down. Like if I would sit down to eat breakfast like I am today, you know, I'm done with my breakfast within 10 minutes, you know. And so that, I think, is what makes a lot of people hungry again, because they eat so fast, and slowing down and just enjoying the shake, that's what has helped me a lot, and it carries me over till lunchtime.
And you usually...
And also before I go... I'm sorry. Also before I go, I don't want to forget to tell you thank you so much for having me on the call. I wanted to start with that, and we just got right into it, so I appreciate you inviting me on here.
Oh, you're gonna be back, Vicki. When it permits, because it took us weeks to get you on this day. But what I'd like to do is,
yeah.
I know there's several other people that I just let them know and say, look, I'll stop. I can stop. I proved it the other day. I was at a meeting at the fire department, and I said two words in over an hour. Two words. That's it. I can do it when I want to. But I would open up the line for other people to ask questions, or people offer comments and suggestions of what they're doing, what's working. And that's, I think it's a huge key in this family, because we're all on this journey together. And the statistics in our country, unfortunately, we're still going the wrong direction. But I love the fact there's people like you, Vicki, that are a beautiful example of someone who said, you know, I can do this. It was a struggle. And you already tried the Western medicine medical route. Going in that, something that a lot of us may or may not know, take the size of your fist. Is it double or maybe one size fist? That's the size of our stomach? I can't remember.
Yeah, about
a fist size. So think about when you're consuming over time, you know, your tens and vital balance and 20 ounces of water. That's huge. And versus eating a humongous Thanksgiving meal, 3,500 to 5,000 calories per meal, that's a lot of food going into that one size of your fist.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that with all of our girls. We still tell them, hey, how big's your stomach? Sometimes we need to be reminded of that as adults, too. So, again, Victoria Walters has been our guest this morning. I'm hoping and praying that this conversation will make it to the recording site on SaturdayAMLive.com. We shall see. If not, we will have another conversation, and we'll make sure it gets there. But this is the advantage of getting on conference calls live. And, again, Saturday AM Live. That's not Saturday Morning Live. Saturday, the letters A and M, You know what that stands for, Vicki? I really don't know. What does AM stand for?
After morning? I don't know. No, it has to be morning.
Anyway, it's there. And I would encourage you again, everybody, take advantage of the specials that Nikan has. They definitely have backed our act. And what I mean by that, they've given us amazing, amazing specials on the water till the 15th of next month, what used to be tax day for most people, and that ain't happening this year. it's changing so rapidly. But Vicki, thank you again. You've been such, and thank you to Curtis for loaning us you for an hour.
Oh yes, thank you. I've enjoyed this.
Okay, all right,
if
everybody.
Have a great. Call me. They're welcome.
They're
welcome.
Give
your
number. Go and give your number.
It's 254-541-2378.
Give it one more time.
254-541-2378.
And if you missed that...
What part of the country is that?
Texas. Central Texas.
Thanks.
Yeah, Nancy, I'm surprised you missed that. The great Lone Star State of Texas. That's where Vicki is. That the whole world should revolve around Texas time. So hey, let me finish up by saying that Luis Kasuga is on Dave Johnson's call right now. You don't want to miss it. It's updates on everything regarding Nikan and what's going on to give you all the information that we need to know. And and Vicki, by the way, AM stands for at morning, and PM stands
at morning.
For
yeah, it was kind of
past morning. Yeah. See, this is why Vance is so good, because I've got my dear brother up in Portland, Maine, telling me what it stands for, and then Jeannie Zeden sends me the Google search for it. So, man, we're well covered. We lack for nothing. So, thank you again, everybody. Have a great rest of the weekend, and look forward to chatting with you either Tuesday night if you're part of the ICANN clan. It's our last and final call of this session, and if you want to hear Tuesday evening at what time Tuesday evening? At 5:45. 5:45 p.m., not 5:30, but 5:45, basically as soon as the sizzle call concludes with Barb Satterwhite, we'll be doing our last call, and then first part of April, we will be commencing again. And if you want to be part of something that is just absolutely stellar and incredible to grow your life, not just your niche in business, but change some of your habits, this course has more to do with changing who we are, and truly humans being more than it does about being customer-centric and adding customers. It's more about who we are. The 12-week course, there's actually 10 lessons, and we would love to have you be a part of it. We're switching to Thursday nights, but this will be our last one on Tuesday night. We're switching to Thursday nights at 6 p.m. West Coast time. That's 9 out on the East. And we've been doing a really, really good job. Not Vance, but the other team members who facilitate the call on Tuesdays, but we're switching to Thursdays at 6 p.m., and we've been doing a really, really good job of getting it done in 25 to 30 minutes, and it's a really fast-paced, wonderful course. All the information for that, again, is on SaturdayAMLive.com. Just look for the tab that says ICANN 2 Attitude Development Course, and it's all right there. All right,
Vance,
I think that's
number,
it. Yeah.
Please?
You know, I don't have a clue, Pat. I wish I could give it to you, but it everything's changed. And all these numbers, I have to go back and put them in my phone. But check your email if you can. I know it's a live Zoom call, but there is phone numbers that you can catch these as well. You're referring to Jay
right.
Johnson's with Louise, correct?
Okay, thanks very much.
You're very, very welcome, as always.
You
okay,
say that phone number?
I must. What's that?
That phone number, six. The phone number?
For what?
900. For
you're right. Thank you. Give it again from the beginning.
669-900-6833.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hey, thanks. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm tuning in now. So talk to you later, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend vacationing in your own home. Ciao for now.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.